This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Darlingside.
We were always on our way, rolling up our sleeves, ever moving forward in the tracks where we lived our simple lives, kept our blinders on, eyes to the
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome Harris Passeltiner from Darlingside, calling us today from, where are you calling from today, Harris?
I'm calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you on the program. I've been looking forward to getting a chance to speak with you guys for some time. The most recent recording project from the band is called Birds Say, and the website is darlingside.com. I want to get right to the name, and I'm sure you get this all the time, but I love the story behind the name, and just, you know, when you first see something like that, you think, oh, that's kind of cute, you know, nice little play on words, whatever. But then when you hear the story behind where the name came from, it's a good one. Go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the four members of the band, we met when we were in school together, back at Williams College in Northwest Massachusetts. And we were taking a singer-songwriter class at various points throughout throughout our time at school. Some of us overlapped in that class. And we had a teacher who would constantly say, "You need to kill your darlings." It was actually a quote from the famous literary critic Sir Arthur Quiller Couch, who went by the pen name Q, and was re-quoted through the years by Ernest Hemingway, I think Faulkner, and many artists regarding the creative process. If any artist falls in love with his or her own work, then that particular part that he or she falls in love with should be crossed out and excised from the work immediately, because it will smack of indulgence, or it will be holding the artist back from being able to move forward in the creative process. And so we heard that so many times that we were trying to implement implement that actual rule. And so ended up, just as pesticide is to kill pests, darling side is to kill darlings. And then we ended up dropping the C and turning it into an S, so that it would not read as darling kide. And we're not actually that morbid as a group of four men. So it brightened it up a little bit.
Yeah, I love the quote on the website. We're not super into death. Maybe a little bit, but not super into death. That's great.
Yeah, you always got to get a little bit of death into your creative process, but don't want it to dominate.
Well, it's a really interesting concept. Harris, you alluded to the history of the group, and this is really pretty unique. This has been a long time friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were actually friends. I guess we've been singing together now for about 10 years because we were in an all-male singing group in college, and we started overlapping in our songwriting out of that group, sort of writing songs and singing on each other's songs and starting to fill out some of the instrumentation. And so it was sort of just natural that we ended up continuing to harmonize and build these sort of group harmonies on our songs after school got out. We ended up moving into a house in Western Massachusetts on the Connecticut River. We were living just across the river from Northampton, Massachusetts, in what they call the Happy Valley. And it was really an awesome time. We moved in there. There were more members than there were bedrooms. So it was kind of like musical chairs where somebody had to sleep out in the rehearsal space every night. Not everybody got an official bed, and we were just kind of groping around in the dark, essentially, as to what type of music we wanted to write. We didn't go in with a set plan or a set genre that we intended to write. We didn't sit down and say, let's do folk music, let's play rock music or anything like that. We just started kind of smashing atoms together and seeing what would happen. And I guess it's 6 years since we moved into that house together, and we are whatever we have become.
Silent pictures.
I want to talk a little bit more, Harris, about just the connection. You have the history, you're doing all these things together, but for four guys to be able to spend that much time together, remain friends, and grow in your connection as people, as in addition to growing musically, what do you attribute that to? I mean, I'm not asking you to kind of psychoanalyze yourself, but what's the glue that keeps you guys together just as friends?
Two things, basically. Early on, we decided that we were going to be very democratic as a group, that we would split everything equally, writing credits. Everything that we do was going to be spread across the group, and that we were going to share everything evenly. And so it leads to this real sort of team spirit where there isn't anyone having a power trip or trying to kind of ascend above the others or anything. There's no front man of the group. And I think that egalitarian sort of attitude that we bring to everything that we do, and we also look for unanimous agreement on every decision that we make, not just a majority agreement. And the other part is that we early on realized that the most important thing for us to make sure that we maintained was peace of mind, happiness, and friendship, essentially that we would have to be a happy family if we wanted to continue. Our first summer, when we had just started writing music and trying to get out on the road, we ended up pushing a little too hard. I think there was a stint where we played 15 shows in 12 days or something like that. And it ended up being, everybody was snapping at each other, and everything was kind of falling apart as far as our relationships with each other. And we realized we didn't want to push so hard and try to plant our flag in every single place and try to kind of squeeze as hard as we could and burn out so quickly. Instead, we wanted to enjoy life on the road. We wanted to make sure that when we have a day off, we can go for a hike together in a national park, or that we can go find a swimming hole or go try exciting restaurants and cafes in new towns and things like that. And that we needed to really give ourselves that kind of space and that peace of mind to really enjoy the trip together and have fun.
Thank you.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Harris Pasteltiner from Darlingside. Harris, I wanted to get into talking about Birds Say, the most recent recording. And it's obviously a pretty big departure sonically from some of the stuff that you guys have recorded in the past, primarily for the lack of drums, which it's funny when I was listening to the tracks and then was doing more of the research and they mentioned there's no drummer. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. I didn't notice that there was no drummer on the track. So talk about that, because I think there's a lot of layers to this, to what happened with that process.
Well, it was sort of a natural evolution. Our former drummer, Sam, who's a very close friend of ours and was also at school with us, it ended up being the touring lifestyle was not ideal for his sense of peace and balance. And so at this time of transition, we ended up still having some shows that were booked. And so the four of us without drums would arrive at these gigs and sort of play the songs that we had written as sort of full rock arrangements, just without drums, clumped around a single microphone, sort of just in the room acoustic vibe, and started to realize that the songs sounded more like the way that we wrote them when we would sit around in a circle in a room and just kind of sing and combine our voices and have the instruments turned down. And suddenly the songs and the melodies and the lyrics sort of came to the forefront in our performances, whereas before there had been a lot of different noises and sort of a lot more sludge that we were fighting through. So we decided to record Birds Say, I guess it was in the winter of 2015, and it was the snowiest winter in the history of Boston. So we actually were literally snowed in at the studio where there were travel bans, so kind of like stuck. And what was particularly fun about the process is we didn't go into it trying to write a different style of music that we had played before. It just turned out that we didn't have a full drum kit playing on it. We still have a lot of rhythmic elements. It's just that we build the percussion through the four pieces of the group, sort of like a chamber quartet. Just
Harris, I wanted to ask you about just a phrase that I came across on your website, sunny melancholy. And I don't know if that's something you guys said or for somebody that a critic or someone else wrote about you. But I found that a really interesting concept, just those two words together. And I'm constantly interested in the balance of darkness and light in music. Is that something that you all are conscious of? Because it seems like your music does have this really interesting balance between darkness and light. And again, both lyrically and musically.
Yeah, at one point, early on, we had covered the song Happy Together, which is one of those by the Turtles, which is definitely one of those types of songs where it's these bright lyrics and then over kind of shifting dark key. We, especially, I think, on a lyrical front, are interested in those spaces. We tend to, all four of us write the songs together, and a lot of the lyrics exercises that we do and a lot of the sort of drafts that we end up coming up with as a group end up inhabiting these dream spaces, these kinds of nostalgic spaces where we're remembering bits and pieces or memories from our childhoods. And we're very often looking back at this sort of shared imaginary childhood that the four of us might have had together. So sort of thematically, at least that feeling of nostalgia or a wistfulness or a kind of memory where you're almost sad, sort of looking back at it, but there might be a lot of sunlight in that memory. That's kind of something that we're interested in exploring and opening up. City. Ooh,
I would be remiss in conducting this interview without asking you about the Shack Raft. Do tell.
Oh, the Shack Raft. We had this, when we moved in to a house together on the Connecticut River, back when we were first starting as a group, it really was an idyllic place. It was, besides the fact that we were living, across the street from the septic plant for the village, which drove the rent down, which was great for us at that time. We were right on the Connecticut River there by the Hadley Birding Hole. So there were all these birds that would come and roost, and you could go bird watching, and we were right next to an open field, and in the evenings, we'd rotate who was cooking for the other band members, and it was a really great time of life. But especially one of the wonderful perks was that our landlord, who is now a wonderful friend of ours, our landlord had a floating wooden raft that had a cabin built on it with a roof and a hammock that was on the back of the raft, and also a bed inside the cabin portion. And so you could take either swim out to the raft or take a little kayak and go out on the river, sort of out towards the birding hole where the raft was floating, go out there, say with a guitar. And there were candles on the raft, and could light the candles and hang out and write music and fall asleep to the sound of water, and then, you know, ride the kayak back in whenever you woke up. So it was almost too good to be true. Now in Cambridge, it's hard to find that kind of thing.
Birds Say is the name of the most recent recording project from Darlingside, and darlingside.com is the name of the website, and that's Darlingside with an S, Darlingside. It's been great visiting with you, Harris, and I'm really glad to get a chance to talk shop with you and explore more about the group. I think you guys have done some great stuff, and I look forward to more great things happening for the band down the road, and hopefully we'll get a chance to speak again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Darlingside. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, or you can get a hold of us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. We also have a Facebook page, and you can find us there as well. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.